from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, online streaming voanews.id and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
Hello listener, welcome back with me Rahma. In today's edition, we'll present some segments for you, starting from news, spotlight of the week, and other interesting information, as well as Indonesian songs. Well listener, let's begin with the news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on the frequency of 3325 and 4755 kHz, website voinews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile App. English program of Voice of Indonesia can also be accessed in our mobile application, RRI Digital.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. The 10th World Water Forum, a diplomatic victory for Indonesia. Indonesia commits to empowering women in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. Now the news in detail. Indonesian Public Works and Public Housing Minister Basuki Hadimulyono said hosting the 10th World Water Forum from May the 18th until the 25th is a diplomatic victory for Indonesia. According to the minister, after attending the Segara Kerti or water purification ritual in Denpasar, Bali on Saturday, this year's forum is different because its first agenda after the opening ceremony was a summit, whereas the five previous World Water Forum editions he attended began with a panel forum after the opening ceremony. During the summit, President Joko Widodo listened to the views of all summit member countries regarding water resources management. The minister added that Indonesia aims to push for an agreement on three things during the forum, namely the development of the Center of Excellence on Water and Climate Resilience, the streamlining of integrated water resources management, and the declaration of World Lakes Day. The Indonesian Women's Empowerment and Child Protection Ministry emphasized Indonesia's commitment to empowering women and girls in the science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. The ministry's acting deputy for gender equality, Indra Gunawan, noted in a statement from his office on Saturday at the 2024 APEC High-Level Policy Dialogue on Women and the Economy meeting in Arequipa, Peru. At the meeting, Indonesia highlighted three main focuses in increasing the role of women and girls in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, namely ensuring education and digital literacy for women's better future, creating a safe digital world for women and children, as well as developing inclusive policies to encourage women's participation in technological advancement. The Nusantara Capital Authority underscored the importance of basic services during the new capital city of Nusantara transition period, while ensuring that educational services in the area are at least the same as those in the old capital, Jakarta. Deputy for Sociocultural and Community Empowerment of the authority, Ali Mudin, stated in Samarinda Saturday, collaborating to increase the capacity and skills of existing teachers is the first step in improving education services. He also revealed that collaboration with the East Kalimantan Province Education and Culture Service had started in 2023 to improve the quality of education at the new capital city of Nusantara. Security measures in Singapore, including those at checkpoints, were stepped on Saturday, May 18, a day after a pre-dawn attack at a Johor police station, Malaysia, that killed two police officers. Singapore's Ministry of Home Affairs, in a statement on Saturday night, said that these measures include increased patrols and enhanced checks on travelers. Malaysia arrested seven people following Friday's attack in the outskirts of Johor Bahru. Authorities are also tracking down more than 20 people believed to be members of the terrorist group's Jamaah Islamiyah. Vietnam's Communist Party has nominated Public Security Minister Tô Lâm to be the country's new president, state media said on Saturday, after his predecessor resigned as part of a sweeping anti-graft purge. The party's central committee had agreed to Tô Lâm to be elected as president, the Vietnam news agency reported. Lam, 66 years, has been public security minister since 2016 and has taken a hard line on human rights movements in the communist country. His nomination follows Pho Phan Thong's resignation in March after just 1 year as president, becoming the latest high-profile leader to fall in the anti-corruption drive. Yemen's Houthi militia launched an anti-ship ballistic missiles into the Red Sea on Saturday morning, striking an oil tanker traveling from Russia to China, according to U.S. Central Command. The U.S. military said no casualties were reported. Since November, the Houthis have seized a commercial ship, sunk another, and claimed to have fired hundreds of ballistic missiles at international commercial and naval ships in the Gulf of Aden, Bab al-Mandab Strait, and Red Sea in what the Yemeni militia claims is support for the Palestinian people. However, local and international environmentalists have long warned that Houthi attacks on ships carrying fuel or other chemicals might lead to environmental calamity near Yemen's coast. Slovakia Prime Minister is steadily approaching a positive prognosis after undergoing further surgery, the country's deputy leader says. Robert Fico, 59 years old, was gravely injured after being shot in the small town of Handlova on Wednesday. He is currently in a serious but stable condition. Meanwhile, the man charged with his attempted murder appeared in court. It ruled that he be placed in custody until his trial, according to a court spokeswoman. The attack has left Slovakia tense and deeply polarized. Deputy Prime Minister Robert Kaliňák has called for the countries to embark on a path of tolerance and accused the opposition and the media on stirring up hatred. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijayakasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. This week's spotlight is on President Joko Widodo welcomes support for Indonesia's membership in the OECD. Indonesian President Joko Widodo welcomed the decision of 38 countries to support Indonesia's membership in the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, OECD. The president conveyed this in his statement in Konawe Regency, Southeast Sulawesi Province on Tuesday. He emphasized that this is a significant step for Indonesia to have wider access to global investment and international financial resources, which lead to benefits for the nation and state. Apart from that, the head of state also said that membership in the OECD would help Indonesia avoid the middle income trap. It is also hoped that Indonesia's joining the OECD will be able to encourage Indonesia's transition to becoming a developed country.
Ya, pemerintah sangat mengapresiasi atas telah diterimanya.
The government really appreciates Indonesia's acceptance as a member of the OECD. This is very important because this is an organization for developed countries, and we hope that by entering it will be easy to access investment and international institutions that are beneficial to our country. I think the OECD will provide concrete benefits for us, especially so that we don't get caught in the middle income trap and we can jump into becoming a developed country, because there are many rules of the game that we have to follow, and this will discipline us to be able to achieve goal of becoming a developed country. Previously, Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Airlangga Hartarto said that 38 member countries of the OECD had agreed for Indonesia to become a member of the organization. He also said that he had received a roadmap for Indonesia's joining as an OECD member at a meeting with members in Paris last week. According to him, becoming a member of the OECD allows Indonesia to strengthen its constitutional commitment to participate in the world order to advance freedom and social justice. The accession process is in line with Indonesia's efforts to increase collaboration with all OECD members. The close cooperation in the accession process aims to enable better policies for better lives as per the OECD motto, Better Policies for Better Lives. That was this week's Spotlight. I'll start today in history with May the 19th, 1993. The city of Berkeley, California celebrates Malcolm X Day as an official holiday. The city of Berkeley, California, United States is the first city to recognize and celebrate Malcolm X Day as an official holiday on May the 19th. Malcolm X was an African-American Muslim figure and human rights activist. For his admirers, he was a man who dared to fight for black rights. He is remembered as one of the greatest and most influential African-Americans in history. As spokesman for the Nation of Islam, he preached black supremacy and fought for the separation of blacks and whites in contrast to the civil rights movement's emphasis on integration between whites and blacks. Though later it is said he changed his opinion after he went to pilgrimage to Mecca, where he saw that indeed in Islam people are not separated because of their race. Turning to May 19, 2015, the Refugio oil spill. Crude oil spilled in the Refugio State Beach area of Santa Barbara on May 19, 2015, depositing 541,000 liters onto one of the most biologically diverse coastline on the west coast of the United States. Corroded pipes are the cause of oil spills. Hundreds of animals along the coast were coated in thick crude oil and many died. Although much smaller than the oil rig explosion that resulted in the 1969 Santa Barbara oil spill, the spill may have had greater long-term effects due to its potential impact on four state protected areas. I'll end today in history with May 19, 2016, Egypt Air Flight 804 crash. Egypt Air Flight 804 was an international flight operated by Egypt Air that disappeared on May 19, 2016 at 2:45 local time, 10 minutes before its scheduled arrival. The airline said on its Twitter account that the plane had disappeared from radar. The Egyptian government has said the plane most likely crashed into the sea. There were 56 passengers on board the plane, consisting of 30 Egyptians, 15 French citizens, 1 British citizen, and 10 other people of various nationalities. Two of them are babies. That was today in history.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, in this week's Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent their letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answer their letters or emails. First, I would like to reply to an email from Helmut Matt in Herbolzheim, Germany. He was listening to VOI broadcast in English programs through 3325 kHz shortwave with the SINPO 35333 medium reception. He said in his email that VOI broadcast is an amazingly good signal. Hello, sir. Thank you for your reception report and also audio recording of English programs. Then thank you for the beautiful poem which has the title My Radio. The poem has been read on our English broadcast on Monday, May 13, 2024. So keep listening to VOI every day. And as appreciation, here is a beautiful song special for you. Enjoy!
It's getting late. I'm making my way over to my favorite place. I gotta get my body moving, shake the stress away. Wasn't looking for nobody when you look my way. Possible candidate, yeah. Who knew that you'd be up in here looking like you do? You're making staying over here impossible. Baby, I'ma say it, art is incredible. If you don't have to go, don't. Do you know what you stop?
just came here to party. Now we're rocking on the dance floor, acting naughty. Your hands around my waist, just let the music play. We're hand in hand, just a chance. Now we're face to face. I wanna take you away. Let's escape into the music. DJ, let it play. I just can't refuse it. Like the way you do this. Stop the music. I said, baby, so baby, are you ready? Cause it's getting close. Don't you feel the passion ready to explode? What goes on between us, no one has to know. This is a private show. You know I just started, I just came here to party. Now we're rocking on the dance floor, acting naughty. Your hands around my waist, just let the music play. We're hand in hand, just a chance. Now we're face to face, girl, I wanna take you away. Let's escape into the music. DJ, let it play. I just can't refuse it, like the way you do this.
Still tuned to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz, also through website voinews.id. English program of Voice of Indonesia can also be accessed in our mobile application, RRI Digital. Well, listener, in today's edition, we'll give information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on youth and sports and tourism. And Creative Economy Ministries discuss Indonesia Quality Tourism Fund. Indonesian Minister of Youth and Sports, Dito Aryo Tejo, and Deputy Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Angela Tlanu Sudibyo, met to discuss the Indonesian Quality Tourism Fund, which was initiated by the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy. On the Ministry of Youth and Sports website monitored in Jakarta Tuesday, Minister Dito Aryo Tejo suggested that the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy involve the Ministry of Youth and Sports in managing these funds because it has a public service agency that has experience in managing business funds, namely the Sport Business Fund Management Institute. He further explained that if it is later agreed that the Sports Business Fund Management Institute will manage the funds for this activity, it will need to be discussed further, especially regarding the legal umbrella and nomenclature. Meanwhile, Deputy Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Angela Tanu Sudibyo explained that her ministry is committed to developing a quality and sustainable tourism industry. According to her, the Indonesia Quality Tourism Fund is a funding program that aims to support tourism events that have the potential to become tourist attractions, increase tourist visits, and encourage economic growth in tourist destination areas. She added that one important aspect in developing the program is the preparation of criteria and event financing schemes that can be supported through this program. the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy discussed the plan with the Indonesian Ministry of Youth and Sports because some of the tourism events were sporting in nature, such as holding MotoGP in Mandalika and powerboat on Lake Toba. That was my Indonesia Today.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we will reply to an email from Jayanta Chakrabarti in India. He was listening to VOI's English broadcast through our new frequency, 4755 kHz on May 13, 2024. As information, on May 13, for the first time, VOI broadcast through new frequency, 4755 kHz. Initially, it was in the frequency of 4750. Mr. Chakrabarti reported that the signal from this new frequency is quite good. In his email, he said the reception quality on VOI new shortwave transmission of 4755 kHz was better with strong signal. Hello sir, thank you very much for your reception report on our new frequency. As appreciation, I will send you a QSL card to your address. So keep listening to Voice of Indonesia. Well, now here is a beautiful song special for you.
Saat ku membuka mata ini, ku melihat cerahnya mentari, pertanda harapan masih ada. Ku mulai hariku dengan senyum. Harus bergegas untuk bangun meski tak jarang sedih melanda. Ku kan terus hadapi melangkah dengan pasti. Aku kan menatap masa depanku mengejar mimpi.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you for still tuning in to the English program of Voice of Indonesia on the frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz, website voanews.id and RRI Digital mobile app. For the next segment, we'll present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Indonesian Wonder today is featuring Ngetun Beach in Gunung Kidul District, Yogyakarta, Central Java. The special region of Yogyakarta is a tourist area that is famous for its natural tourism, cultural and historical tourism, and even recently its marine tourism has often been exposed. Yogyakarta is known for having exotic beaches, one of which is Ngetun Beach in Gunung Kidul. Ngetun Beach is hidden between hills or coral cliffs and forms a bay located 70 kilometers from the center of Yogyakarta city, and is located exactly at Purwodadi Village, Gunung Kidul District. Ngetun Beach is no less beautiful than other beaches in Yogyakarta, even though it is a bit far, approximately 2 hours from the city center. Ngetun Beach has beautiful views that can ward off fatigue after a long journey. Ngetun Beach, which means peaking, apart from being a white sandy beach, is also surrounded by shady trees that can be used for shade. The view of Ngetun Beach is really very calm and clean because it is well looked after by local people. Even though this beach is very beautiful, you still have to be careful because it is located in the south of the island of Java, known for its deadly waves. On this beach, visitors can do various activities such as fishing, watching turtles, and various other marine life, and also camping while enjoying beautiful sunrises and sunsets. For those who want to enjoy the beauty of the sunset, you'd better come during the dry season. For your information, Indonesia is a tropical country, only has 2 seasons, namely dry season and rainy season. So at dusk, the sky will turn orange, making those who see it amazed with the view presented. Apart from that, on a beautiful night, visitors can have a barbecue and campfire on the beach. That was Indonesian Wonder today, featuring Ngetun Beach in Yogyakarta.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Before we end our segment, listener's mailbag, I will reply a letter from Mickey Delmage in Canada. He was listening to English program on February 16, 2024, through frequency 3325 kHz with SINPO 45444. Hello, sir. Thank you very much for your detailed reception report. I am happy because you can monitor our broadcast clearly. No need to worry. We will send a QSL card to your address, so please be patient. Well, listener, for all of you, let's enjoy this next song. Check this one out.
Underneath the moon, underneath the stars, here's a little heart for you. Up above the world, up above it all, here's a hand to hold on to. But if I should break, if I should fall away, what am I to do? I need someone to take a little of the weight, or I'll fall through. You're just the one that I've been waiting for. I'll give you all that I have to give and more, but don't let me fall. Take a little time, walk a little line, get the balance right.
You just listened to the third song presented by Voice of Indonesia. For the next segment, we'll present to you Miscellany.
Today's Miscellany is featuring Cap Lehende Culinary Festival. In order to introduce and preserve Indonesia's culinary riches, JISCOM will hold the Cap Lehende Roadshow Culinary Festival from May the 22nd to December the 1st in 9 major cities in Indonesia. According to the festival organizer Febrianto Rahmat, Indonesian culinary reflects high cultural values and is important for the identity of a region or nation. This event is a forum for legendary and authentic culinary delights from all over the archipelago. This festival has collaborated with tenants who have been present for decades and are known for their distinctive and authentic dishes. The concept of the Cap Lehende Culinary Festival Roadshow event involves legendary culinary tenants from various regions in Indonesia to introduce authentic Indonesian dishes to the public. Some of the tenants who will present at the festival Argudeg Yujum, who has been around since 1950. Sate Buntel Haji Bejo, which was founded in 1971. Bebek Sinjai, 2003. Nasi Kerawu Tiban, 1979. Ketan Susu Kemayoran, 1958. Kopi Estaki, 1927. Nasi Liwet Wong Solemu, 1950. And many more. In 2024, this festival will hold roadshows in 9 cities, namely Bandung, Semarang, Solo, Jogja, Balikpapan, Surabaya, Jakarta, Bali, Mataram, and Lombok. The 2024 Caplehende Culinary Festival is organized by GISCOM, the largest culinary event organizer and food and beverages operator in Indonesia, which specializes in authentic and legendary Indonesian culinary delights. Well, that was Miscellany today.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in today's music corner, I'll present a song by Bernadia. Bernadia Ripka Jaya Kusuma, or Bernadia, is a singer and songwriter from Indonesia. Previously, she started a music career with her sister by forming the duo music group Celine and Nadia in 2018. However, in 2022, Bernadia was determined to pursue a solo career and release her debut single entitled Apa Mungkin, or in English means Is It Possible, which became a hit on social media at that time. Now, she has released a new single entitled Kini Mereka Tahu, or means Now They Know, on May 8, 2024. This song describes the truth in a relationship. As a songwriter, Bernadia explores the stories of couples who are not as perfect as many people believe. More deeply, through the song Kini Mereka Tahu, Bernadia explains the perspective of a hurt person who during the relationship has tried hard to hide the bad things of her partner. Well, listener, here is the song Kini Mereka Tahu by Bernadia. Happy listening!
Seolah semuanya tak agar semua. suatu saat ku cerita burukmu, takkan ku tambahkan bumbu apapun. Tak sama seperti saat ku ceritakan baikmu. Kalau suatu saat ku cerita burukmu, takkan ku tambahkan bumbu apapun. Tak sama seperti saat ku ceritakan baikmu. Kalau suatu saat ku cerita burukmu, takkan ku tambahkan bumbu apapun. Tak sama seperti saat ku ceritakan baikmu.
Voice of Indonesia.
Yo man, let me tell you something about this song. Check it out. Tidak perlu pantai jika ingin bersantai. Dengarlah lagu ini lewat headphone yang kau pakai. Nikmati sambil tanganmu melambai-lambai. Baru bilang bye-bye, eh sudah sampai.
Of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Ku ingkari lagi
kesegaran lain.
느낌이 secangkir kopi hangat yang kita hirup berdua. Kerawan dalam petuahmu, ibu, 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 aku rindu.
Thank you so much for listening to our English program of Voice of Indonesia through shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz. English program of Voice of Indonesia can also be accessed via streaming via ynews.id and our mobile application at RI Digital. Please give your suggestion and criticism through Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia or Instagram at VOI_official. Or send your email to voilisteners@gmail.com. voilisteners@gmail.com. I'm Rahma signing out. Bye-bye.